Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen Ted in the morning now, 6:48 here on Tuesday morning, December 10th. Three big things. Wichita City Council will look at term limits today. A man is dead after a shooting at a motel on Wichita's near south side. House Democrats ready to introduce two articles of impeachment for President Trump. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing those traffic volumes pick up out there this morning, starting to see some heavier traffic. Can really see it north and southbound right now. I-135 all the way up at 53rd Street North. Just some pretty heavy traffic in spots right there along I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today, still kind of cool. A high of only 44 degrees. Clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 27. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 49. Now partly cloudy. We have a southwest wind at 8 miles per hour and 23 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by The Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, The Monarch. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted. Actor Gary Sinise is giving back in a major way. Families of fallen soldiers are headed to Disney World, all thanks to his foundation. The trip is affectionately called the Snowball Express. Surviving parents and their children enjoy themselves for 5 days. Courtesy Gary Sinise, who came to our attention as Lieutenant Dan.
Wow. That's
amazing. In the Forrest Gump movie. The exercise bike brand Peloton bounced back as the markets closed Monday after a recent rich controversy.
Markets closing in the red as investors turn their attention to the December 15th tariff deadline and the uncertainty surrounding the signing of a phase one trade deal by the end of the year. The Dow closing at session lows, down 105 points, the S&P down 10 points, and the NASDAQ down 34 points. Tech, industrial, and financial stocks were the biggest draggers on the Dow, with Apple, Boeing, Goldman, and Disney accounting for most of today's losses. But one stock that was on fire, Peloton. The company coming off a rocky few days thanks to that controversial holiday ad where the husband gifts his wife a Peloton for Christmas. The stock racing up nearly 7% today after losing about $1 billion in market cap last week. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Christina Partsenevelis, Fox News.
6:50 now, 6:51, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Yeah, to get that Peloton. Don't get one for your wife, crying out loud.
And they just give those things away, too.
Yeah. Got a financial plan? Well, you're rare, says Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, who is with us live in our studio right now.
You are a rare breed.
Rare breed.
Well, you know, Steve, the burden of retirement is on each of our own shoulders. And as you've probably read and heard, most of us are not saving or investing enough. Now, if you have a written financial plan, you are in a minority. But why is that? Well, financial planning and implementing a financial plan can be confusing to those who haven't learned the tricks of the trade. Someone told me that putting together a financial plan is like taking the time to finally repaint the inside of that linen closet down the hall. Heck, you only see the inside when you're pulling out a blanket, so it's easy to put off. However, you know that you will need to repaint it before you eventually sell the house. Procrastination over the 3 hours it'll take to clear out the closet and paint it becomes your enemy. So you may be able to anticipate my response. Don't procrastinate! Particularly if it's because you're afraid you won't get the job of creating a financial plan done perfectly. Just start the plan and get as far as you can. It may take some time to take the first step of assessing your own net worth, but you might find that you enjoy the process of finally clarifying what you own. It's cathartic. What is the value of your 401k, your IRAs, and your investment accounts? How much do you owe on your house and your cars? And what will your expenses be in 10 years when you're retired? Put a number to your current financials, then project forward. Are your retirement accounts on track to cover your expenses when you finally stop working? Will this plan be perfect, and will it ensure the perfect stress-free retirement? Heck no. I can't think of any plan that will. Every financial plan is dynamic. It is going to change as the accounts grow. It's like a roadmap, and it needs, and your needs, as they're realized, you'll make changes. But it's a roadmap that will hold you accountable to your needs in retirement, and it's so important. And of course, if you have any questions on that or you want to start putting one together, give me a call, number 634-2222.
This is a big, big day for you, I'm sure, when we it's the Dewey Decimal System Day.
Oh, gosh, yes. I kind of remember how – was it author first? How does that go?
I'm not sure.
It's the last letters of the author and then followed by the
– Celebrates a system of classification and the man who invented it, 1851 on this day, the birthday of Melville Dewey.
Oh, his name was Dewey.
Melville,
oh, that's why
yeah, he invented the Dewey Decimal System.
Well, what about the guy, Edward Crapper?
The most widely, that's another day, widely used library classification system.
Right.
The Dewey
still,
Decimal Classification.
Still being used?
The DDC.
I think so.
Been in
okay.
use since 1876.
Only you don't look it up on index cards now and those huge
yeah, I remember
oh,
that.
Arrows.
Yeah.
You look it up on the
that.
Computer.
I do remember feeling so like a, such a big kid when I don't know, second or third grade when I learned how to use it.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
you, I looked
about
up
that,
my
Ted.
Own book, you know.
Right,
I felt
yeah.
so
I forgot
important.
About that, Ted. You go in through the little index card.
Yeah.
You, and you could actually pull them out and take them over
right.
under the
yeah.
table.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Those big, long.
And
yeah.
then that would tell you what the number of the book is, and you can go find it.
Well, and there was a rod that went through the cards that
yeah,
held them,
the,
so you wouldn't
yeah.
pull them out.
Right,
there's
so you couldn't steal them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know, a lot of kids like to steal and collect the Dewey Decimal System cards.
Yeah, those are pretty.
Like baseball cards,
yeah.
you know? No, not really. Yeah. Most of my time that was spent in the library was down at the section with magazines, the National Geographic. Dewey Decimal System
Pictures
Day.
Of Botswana.
6:55 now.
Coming oh,
up,
man.
Coming up at 7 o'clock, all the
That's
news with Steve
terrible.
And Ted. Lawyers make their case on possible impeachment. You've got the story. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, Steve, you kill me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.